AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show here on a Friday. Matt Hunter, how are you today, Hunter?
I'm fantastic.
You a little less stressed than yesterday?
Less stressed?
Yes. I think we all are. What time did you get home? What time did you get home last night? How long did it take you?
Well, I was here pretty late, so I didn't get back till like 9:30.
Oh, man. You left at 5. Well, I mean, I'm glad everyone did. I mean, God, the story that was out, did you see the National Guard had to be called out? And they used, what's the thing called? It's a SUSV tracked vehicle. It's basically like, it's like the machine you see in The Thing. Out on the ice camp out in The Thing where it's got tracks and can kind of go through it. They had this is actually, I'm glad we had this other, and nice job, National Guard. I think it was 8 people were stranded out in vehicles in county roads.
Yeah.
And because it was in Renville County, it was near blizzard conditions. That wind came down and they just, and you saw that snow. I mean, it was really light. As a matter of fact, I tried to keep it cleaned off, but, it just kept, blowing around even here. But out, apparently in Renville, it was really bad. They went out onto the county roads, found these people that were stranded in their vehicles and got them out. And that's very solid. Have you ever had that happen to you where you've been stranded in your vehicle and you realize, I'd better stay with my vehicle and not try to hike down because I have no idea where the nearest.
Yeah, it's a bad feeling.
It never happened to me. It did happen to a family member of mine in Wisconsin, and which was funny because if you go to Wisconsin, of course, obviously, it's kind of a different state than Minnesota in the sense being that it's laid out differently. It seems like there's a lot more towns. It feels more like an eastern state than a western state. There's a lot more towns. They're not that far apart. And so I'm like, how in the world did you get out in the middle of nowhere in Wisconsin? I mean, that's not easy to do unless you're up in the northwest part of the state. And he's like, I don't know. So he ended up, it was like 6 hours before finally someone stopped to give him help. I'm like,
well, oh, man.
It's like, that's nice. It's how many cars passed you that just, hey, he's fine. Let's go to the bar. It is Wisconsin. Albert Finney passed away. You know the actor?
No.
You do not know the actor. That is actually a crime. Murder on the Orient Express. He did the lead in that. I mean, there are two roles that are the ones that I remember most. And of course, a lot of people know him from Skyfall.
Oh, I know who this is. He was in
Big Fish.
Big Fish,
Big Fish.
I love that movie.
That was a great movie, isn't that? Big Fish is an amazingly good film. That's a good one. Tom Jones. And then the one that I just talked about this. It's the Christmas Carol, the Scrooge, the version that he musical version is the best, in my opinion, is the best version of Christmas Carol. And he's fantastic in it. And as a matter of fact, it's unfortunate. I mean, the thing which is amazing about that film is it was done in 1970, and whoever did the makeup on him and aged him did such a magnificent job. That, my kids were like, well, how old was he when this was made? I said, it was like 20, 25. That was it. He was young when he made that one. 82 years old, passed away. A lot of people looked at him. Aaron Brockovich, too.
That's what I was about to say.
Aaron Brockovich.
I just watched that recently. It's fantastic.
Did you? Well, it is fantastic. And I think Julie Roberts owes Albert Finney.
Yeah. He was really good in it.
He held that movie together very well. I don't think that movie would have done as well without his as an actor holding it together. Can you imagine like a Nick Nolte or something like that in that role? It would never have worked.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Yeah. He did make that movie.
952-946-6205. I do want to remind everyone, the big news we announced yesterday, John Fugelsang is coming back to the Blue State Ball along with Tom Hartman. Just love Fugelsang. And hopefully I'll be able to get him on the air before he gets into town here. If you haven't been to a Blue State Ball with John Fugelsang, it's for a while there. He's coming every year. It was great. And he hasn't been able to because he does his Sirius show and the Sirius XM show. And, of course, he's been doing TV and doing all these different things. But this year it worked out. He's going to come into town with Tom Hartman March 2nd. There you go. March 2nd. Coming up here in just a little less than a month. March 2nd at the Blaisdell in Minneapolis. 5 p.m. is the VIP. 6:30, we open the doors for general admission. mission. And of course, the speeches get going about 7 o'clock. We're hoping to have it. Just I can tell you right now, I know we got a lot of politicos we've invited. Now, once again, you know how this whole thing with the shutdown happens. I mean, we'll have to see how that goes. But I guarantee you, we're going to have a lot of people coming in. And then we're looking forward to that. But you want to get your tickets now. If you want to do the VIP event with Tom Hartman and John Fugel saying, and then us, you know, which is, I mean, really, we are the parsley on that plate. I mean, we have no, we're not exactly the main course there. We understand Tom Hartman, John Fugel saying, and Matt McNeil, yeah, come on. I'm the Brussels sprouts. Anyway, you're more than welcome to come join us for the VIP event. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's at 5 once again, and then at 6:30 is general admission. Tickets are at am950radio.com, am950radio.com. The Northern Sun guys are going to be out there. Howling for Wolves are going to be out there. So we always have a lot of fun with that. And so we're looking forward to seeing you guys out there. So get your tickets. Come see us. It is the Blue State Ball at am950radio.com. I think I'm going to start off on the federal level. Matt Whitaker and this, you know, the man baby. That's what he is. He's just a huge man baby. Because he does. I mean, he does. Matt Whitaker, the acting attorney general, just he looks like what Boss Baby would look like if he became an adult and then was named the acting attorney general. You know, just this smarmy, jerkish guy. And He basically told the chair of the Judiciary Committee, oh, your time is up. I mean, that's when – and then he tried it again, and he got smacked down pretty big time with that. This is the thing that bothers me most of all about this entire testimony is not the jackassery of Matt Whitaker. And Matt Whitaker, you are a jackass, and that is just that. I mean, and he's proud to be. Look at how he acted. He knew what he was doing, and he was proud to be that way. You are the acting attorney general for a guy who is undeniably guilty of a hell of a lot of crimes, who is going to go down. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Senate Republicans might preserve the Senate Republicans. If Donald Trump went on national TV, put a bullet into a Girl Scout's face, and then laughed about it on national TV, I guess 15 to 20 Senate Republicans would still not vote to remove him from office. And I am dead freaking serious because that is just who they are. I think they would say they wouldn't defend it. They just kind of keep their mouths shut. They'd keep their heads down and they'd vote no on an impeachment. I'm dead serious. So we might not see him in chains while he's currently in this term, but there is eventually he's going to be caught on all this stuff. And my guess is he'll flee to either Russia or Saudi Arabia and he'll spend the rest of his days in a foreign country, which will truly be just the cherry on that sundae with a non-extradition clause for whatever country takes him in. Matt Whitaker, in his testimony today, is a guy that if I am any of these clowns, Ben Carson, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Betsy DeVos, I am at some point I'm looking at saying, okay, this is going to cave in on everything and everyone around this guy is going to be turned toxic. And this is a guy who's acting like, you know what? I don't care. And the thing that bothers me about that is, does he know some way that he's going to make all this Mueller stuff just disappear? Is there some way that he's going to try to basically, you know, give me all the files, give me all the evidence, give me all this stuff. Oh, okay, we're going to have a dumpster fire out back and you guys, are sworn to secrecy if you ever talk, you know, and I don't think he could be able to do that. I think that especially the fact that Mueller has been sharing a lot of this information with state attorneys is a good thing. But the reality is, for a guy that is in the position he's in, and he clearly was brought in to be the acting attorney general to basically put the brakes on any kind of investigation and trouble for him. The way he's acting leads me to wonder, okay, does he know something about how this is all going to play out? Does he know how, something that's going on here? Because to me, it's that, you walk into the House, and I understand you want to go in there under certain rules and stuff like that, but you just became, you know, like I said, jackass number one. I mean, right now there are a lot of Democrats that want to take down Matt Whitaker. And as much as he liked to think that the attorney general's position is a position which he cannot be, you know, charged with a crime, that is not true. You can charge people with crimes as the attorney general. And so I don't know what's going on there. I will say there has been so much news in the last 24 hours. Most of it should have led to some sort of announcement from the Democrats in regards to more investigations. I'll get back to that here in a second. This Bezos story is the one that I think is the most interesting. The Jeff Bezos, because there is a lesson, kids, you are about to learn, that if you are a wealthy person or if you think you're wealthy, you go after the head of Amazon, you'd better have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed, because you're about to learn what happens when you go after a really wealthy person and you try to blackmail them. That was nuts. Did you see the blog post or anything?
I did. I read it.
Bezos, he owns, amongst many things that he owns the Washington Post. The Washington Post has been doing investigative journalism, not only into Donald Trump, but also into AMI, and to find out what exactly they're doing. Somehow, AMI, which is the parent company of the National Enquirer, got information about Bezos and his mistress, who is a former TV personality. It was announced a month ago that Bezos was getting divorced from his wife. He's been having an affair, and so the case. I mean, it's not amicable, but it does happen. It's such as the case. But somehow the National Enquirer got wind of this and basically blackmailed him, saying, "Hey," and it's not. I mean, Hunter, you would agree with me. It's not cut and dry. They're basically saying, if you don't stop these investigations, we're publishing these pictures. It's a pretty cut and dry case of blackmail.
Yeah.
Now, there's no mystery. There's no vagueness here. And the question then becomes, you know, okay, what were you thinking, that this guy was just going to roll over and all of a sudden the head of Amazon and the Washington Post was going to all of a sudden be your lapdog? No. He went out there, he published all the emails he'd gotten from these guys, published all this stuff, and is now basically, AMI is in big trouble, including the head of AMI, Mr. Pecker. He is, and that is as much as I would like to be the person to say, you know what, yeah, this is a parody name. No, nope, it's just, like I said, David Pecker.
And no, it just writes itself.
It does. AMI CEO David Pecker, and all these things have now been exposed as trying to blackmail him. And Ronan Farrow has also come on out today and said, indeed, AMI tried to blackmail him as well to try to basically bury information. Now, there's the story that you've been hearing about has been whether or not that Pecker is in big trouble because federal prosecutors in New York are investigating National Enquirer publisher American Media for its handling of the story about the Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos and how it may have violated an earlier cooperation deal, according to multiple reports. There's a lot of people that look at that deal that he made and said, no, he violated it, and henceforth he is now available to a prosecution because he tried to blackmail Jeff Bezos. But there was something that was said last night, which, if I was a Democrat, I would be hard-pressed to be running into some committee at this point and starting an investigation. And I'll explain that. I'll tell you what, I'll take a break. Come on back. I'll explain where I'm going with that. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman, and this Valentine's Day, I want you to stop at Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park. Jimmy and Helene Pessis have created a family atmosphere where generations of Twin City customers have made it their jewelry store. At Continental Diamond, you can shop without pressure, because no one works on commission. In addition to the outstanding selection of jewelry and watches, on Valentine's Day only, they'll be hosting R.J. Kramer flowers and L'Amour chocolates for those last-minute shoppers. Continental Diamond, adjacent to the West End in St. Louis Park, and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. Our show this week during Black History Month is about African-American idealists. I'll feature Reverend Howard Thurman, who helped to teach Dr. King about nonviolent action. I'll also talk about Dr. King's letter from a Birmingham jail and about today's Black Lives Matter movement. I've got a vision of a better world where everyone has a place at the table. Ellie 2.0 Radio, engaging and real on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
We are sleepwalking into a disaster. Climate change is burning down our forests, flooding our coastlines, and parking the polar vortex in our own backyard. What can we do? Please join us at Shepherd of the Hill Church of Chaska for a one-hour talk from meteorologist Paul Douglas on Tuesday, February 19th at 7 p.m. Paul's new book is called Caring for Creation, The Evangelical's Guide to Climate Change and a Healthy Environment. This talk is part of the Tuesday Dialogue series hosted at Shepherd of the Hill Church of Chaska, a progressive congregation that teaches Dr. King. It has the big red rocker out front at 145 Engler Boulevard and Highway 41. I'm your host, Pastor Dean J. Seal. Free and open to the public, co-sponsored by the Southwest Metro and Chaska Citizens Climate Lobby, Interfaith Power and Light, and AM 950. Find us on Facebook or at ChaskaChurch.org. Again, that's Tuesday, February 19th, at 7 p.m. Be there. Aloha.
Yeah, Ronan Farrow chimed and accused AMI of trying to blackmail him, too. Farrow said the publisher targeted at least one other prominent journalist as well. I guarantee you there's a lot of other people, groups that are out there. Now, it should be, I want to make sure we mention a few background notes here, because the National Enquirer, AMI, Pecker is the... And there is, and I'm sorry, it is just so damn, this story gets, this stuff just gets more and more ludicrous. how do you have so many people involved in this administration whose basically name is a euphemism? Well, never mind. Yeah. Anyway, Pecker, this guy was the guy that was caught buying off the... buying the stories of the women who had affairs with Donald Trump under the guise that he'd published them, but then the minute that he got the affairs basically under contract, he refused to allow those people to say anything at all about him. He ran cover for Donald Trump. And what we do know is there was two, Karen McDougal, and there was the Stormy Daniels. Those two ones, there has always been rumors there are more people that have been paid off by the National Enquirer affairs of Trump's to keep quiet. And there's also that little rumor of a Trump child that's somewhere out there that was a housekeeper that used to work in Trump Tower, that there's a Trump child somewhere that is, you know, an heir to the Trump throne. That's out there as well. So the National Enquirer and AMI, American Media, has been running cover for Trump. They're friends with Trump, and they specifically helped Trump during the campaign to try to bury negative stories. So it does not surprise me that here he is with Jeff Bezos. And Bezos and Trump are not friends. These are two guys that hate each other. And the reason why is Trump hates the fact that Bezos is real money. Trump is fake money. Trump has to saddle on up next to the Russians to basically look like a millionaire billionaire. Bezos doesn't. And so that's why Trump resents them, is because he feels as if I should get the same kind of look as them. The reality is he's probably not anywhere near as wealthy as Trump claims to be, and he just wants to play like he's the big wealthy guy. So getting some of this details out of the way, I wanted to mention that. A few years ago, when the fourth Benghazi investigation got over, a guy called into Sean Hannity's radio program, some guy from Iowa who, doing his accent here, "I was in the room when Obama ordered the stand down." And everyone's like, "Wow, you were in the room." Well, we now know within hours of that phone call, we knew it was fake. We knew it was fake because the federal government investigated, "Whoa, who's this Johnny Blabby here?" And they tracked the guy down and we knew it was fake. And every leader in the Republican Party knew that phone call was fake within hours of the phone call happening. And yet they use that phone call as the justification for four more Benghazi hearings. Four more. Why do I bring this up? The shocking allegations by Jeff Bezos of the National Enquirer attempted to blackmail and extort Bezos took a bizarre turn on Thursday night. Manuel Riag Forenza of the Washington Post revealed a fascinating detail during an appearance on MSNBC's The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell. "What has Jeff Bezos had to say about the coverage of him, the owner of your newspaper?" O'Donnell asked. "We have no idea. We haven't spoken with Bezos, and he hasn't been involved in all of our reporting, but we've spoken extensively with his security consultant." Bezos hired famous security consultant Gavin DeBecker to investigate how his data was compromised. So, because the question here is, how did he get the text messages? How did AMI get them? And there's only, right now, two working theories on how they got them. The first is the mistress's brother, who's a Trump fan, leaked them. He has sworn up and down that he didn't. He did not leak them. So where else could they have gotten from? Going back to the story, he's provided us with some very interesting insights into the back stages of this whole drama, including the investigation that's taken place, in which they have begun to believe, the Bezos camp, that this publication by the National Enquirer might have been politically motivated, he explained. "I would like to just add one other thing. You mentioned hacking at the top of the show," he continued. "Gavin DeBecker told us that he does not believe that Jeff Bezos' phone was hacked. He thinks it's possible that a government entity might have gotten a hold of his text messages." Okay. Now, if I was a Democrat today, I saw that, and I was on a committee that I could subpoena someone, I'd frantically be running to subpoena anyone from AMI. And the question I would ask them is this: I'm not asking you to reveal your sources. I just want you to answer whether or not those sources were part of the government. Were any of your sources people in our clandestine spy agencies? And if they say, "I'm not going to release that information," because, I mean, if it's not, they can easily say it's not. "I'm not going to give you any other information, but it's not a federal government, anyone that's related to the federal government in any capacity." Okay, fine. They got it from somewhere else, maybe the brother-in-law. But if you get them under oath and you ask them, "Did you get this?" And all of a sudden he says, "I'm not sharing any information about my sources." Aha! Aha! If, I mean, let this sink on in for a sec, okay? Because this falls very much within Trump's realm of stupidity. He hates Jeff Bezos. He doesn't like the Washington Post doing bad stories about him. He wants to try to blackmail him. He wants him gone. He wants to feel like he's superior. So basically, someone in government gets hold of Bezos's text messages, and they could have easily hacked her phone. He's saying he didn't hack Bezos's phone. They didn't say anything about if he hacked the mistress's phone. Could have been spying, or Trump could have. I mean, this is, once again, you know, theoretical, completely theoretical. But Trump could have ordered his clandestine spy agencies to spy on its own U.S. citizens without warrant, without anything, just to find dirt on his personal enemies, spied and hacked a phone, possibly the mistress's, and then gave that information to the National Enquirer and American media to blackmail Jeff Bezos, which now has blown up in their face dramatically. If that, what I just described, which is not, that's not some grand leap here. I'm not Matt's out in wacky, crazy world. No, 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 no. That's very realistic. As like I said, this is the Washington Post saying he thinks that the security specialist thinks it's possible the government entity might have gotten hold of his text messages. Okay, this is the top-notch security guy, the kind of guy that only a billionaire can pay for. And he's saying, you know, that the phone wasn't hacked, but somehow there's a decent chance that this might have gotten to him via government agencies. If you just had that reminder, they did four Benghazi investigations off of a fake phone call they knew was fake hours after the phone call was made, but they still spent millions and millions in taxpayer dollars investigating Benghazi. If this was to happen under Obama or any Democratic president, this would make Benghazi look like a traffic ticket. The thought that the president used our spy agencies to illegally spy and capture information from personal enemies, to which then that information was handed over to allies of the president in the media, who then attempted to blackmail Jeff Bezos. My God, I mean, how are the Democrats not falling all over themselves? How in the world are you not falling all over yourselves right now, getting into Washington, D.C., and filling out, you know, subpoenas like they're Pez? Seriously. Which brings up another point, and something I'll talk about a little bit more when we come back from the break. Why the hell are the Democrats taking so long to get going on this? Seriously, how are you taking this long? You should have plenty of investigations going on. And I think right now you've got two or three and you're, what are you doing? You had 2 months to ramp up for all of this. I'll get back and talk about that when we do return. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
We are given the gift of intuition on how to care for ourselves and our families. But too often we forsake that knowledge for the voice of authority. Green Tea Conversations is a radio show for people like you who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and who want to play a more active role in their family's well-being. I'm your host, Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine, and I'm excited to bring Green Tea Conversations into your home. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts straight from the pages of Natural Awakenings who will share progressive ideas in the latest natural approaches in nutrition, fitness, creative expression, personal growth, and sustainable living in a fun and informative way. Podcasts of the show are available anytime at naturaltwincities.com, am950radio.com, on iTunes, or anywhere you get your podcasts. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversations on Sundays at 10 a.m. as we awaken to natural health.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. You know I purchase my vehicles with Rudy Luther because I love my Toyota Sienna, but it's the extra things which make me a loyal Rudy Luther customer. A great example, the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchased, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works car washes. The Luther Advantage Cards keep you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
As a family-owned business, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning has been serving the Twin Cities since 1930. A new furnace or air conditioner from Standard Heating and Air can lower your monthly utility bills, administer more consistent temperatures, and even improve indoor air quality, making your home safer and healthier for the whole family. The average heating and cooling system lasts 15 to 20 years. So if yours is on its last legs, call Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Learn more at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, eatlocalminnesota.com, restaurant of the week, Cafe Latte. Stop on by this weekend. You got a party you're going to, or you got Valentine's Day coming on up here. Go get one of their desserts. That's actually a quick way to say hi. I love you. And I love you, too. Not just the dessert. I love you both. Fantastic desserts. Go ahead and order one up and get ready for Valentine's Day. Victoria and Grand in St. Paul. It's Cafe Latte, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Two things I want to say before I get to the point I want to make about why these investigations and why I'm starting to get a little frustrated. The first one is that earlier this week I ripped on the the Democrats, because we had Senate District 11, had a special election there, and shockingly, after Democrats showed up in force 3 months ago, all of a sudden they just were non-existent at the special election in a district we should have won, and should have won handily. And it's something I got upset about. And I said at that point, there's one thing that the Republicans do that I disagree with them. I think they're doing it under a veil of hatred. But the reality is those guys vote. They vote every single election. There's no debate. There's no nothing. They always vote. The Democrats have another fatal flaw. Is they love how smart they are. And I'm not saying they're not smart. I mean, a lot of Democrats are wickedly smart. Maybe I'm just a grunting og comparatively. They're incredibly smart people. But one of the problems, and when it comes to the modern day of politics, one of the fatal flaws in modern politics of wildly intelligent people is they feel the need that they have to prove their intelligence. And they don't like just going with bumper sticker slogans, that they have to go on out there and we have to add this in, we have to add this in, add this in. If you go see, there is a hilarious clip from our cartoon president, the show on Showtime, the Stephen Colbert version, cartoon version of Trump, where Pelosi and Schumer start off with a quick bumper sticker slogan and end up creating, because they just can't help themselves. They keep adding stuff in and adding stuff in, this massively long, just campaign destroying, blob of words, because they just, everything has to be included. And it's just, and it's perfect because it sizes up. I mean, that is one of the most accurate representations of the Democrats today. And I tell you what, nothing bothers me more than when in this modern day and age, I still see Democrats going in with, I have this 95-page well-worded memo. Oh, what are you talking about? They don't have time to read the bills they're voting on, let alone your 95-page humdinger. You need to learn how to get this stuff down concise and move forward with it. And you need to learn. Once again, I don't like the Republicans, but I can tell you one thing about the Republicans. If the roles were reversed this last election, major election, not the special election, but the election in November. If the roles were reversed, Republicans, by the Wednesday after the election, the next day, would have already determined who was going to be on which committees. They had already determined who they're going to subpoena, what they're going to investigate, and they would have had everything ready to go so that on day one, they would have dropped more subpoenas and investigations into whoever they wanted to investigate, and they would be going running, on the ground running. And, the Democrats would have been like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Democrats had 2 months to get ready for this. 2 months. You have an insane amount of evidence that Trump has done things wrong. And we have had you guys in power here for a month now. And we're just getting out the first subpoenas and we're dotting our I's and crossing our T's and we're putting everything into triplicate because we want everything. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. What are you waiting for? For God's sakes, the Bezos things. What did I just say with Bezos? There's a chance these text messages could have been hacked by or gotten by the federal government and then handed to AMI. Dear Lord, how is that not an immediate investigation? How about the story today about how Trump's golf course in New Jersey basically hired not just one, not just two, but like a town load of undocumented workers? And all the management knew the workers were all undocumented. And they worked there for years, undocumented, at his golf course. Dear God, if it was the Republicans getting fed this buffet, they would have a hearing by this afternoon calling those people in to tell them in front of cameras When were you hired? Tell me all the managers' names. Tell me all the people. Did Trump ever know? And there'd be no defending it. And that alone, that issue alone, would take out Trump. He would not be able to do anything. That issue alone. For God's sakes, you could go back to Trump University and have people walk in and talk about the lies they were told. You could do anything. And it's all of a sudden, it's like, well, even though there is all this low-hanging fruit, we're going for the top of the tree and we're getting, you know, we're going to get our safety harnesses on and we're going to get multiple people with ladders and we got the fire department that's going to be coming on out. So we have to put inflatable mats all around the tree and we have to make sure that we make some pretty banners and then we have all this stuff done and then we have to decide who's going to be the person that climbs the ladder to put that one piece of fruit while we ignore the rest of the fruit because we don't want to look like we're greedy. We don't want to do that. For God's sakes, every House committee right now should be having an investigation. Every subcommittee should be having an investigation. This is not, we don't have to make crap up like a guy from Iowa calling in. But the Republicans took that one phone call, a call they knew was a lie, and turned it into four separate Benghazi investigations. You are being handed one of the biggest criminals in the history of this country, a guy who stole the election, and you're sitting there going, well, we don't want to look like we're too greedy. Get your asses in gear, for God's sakes. You have an opportunity to basically crumble the Republican Party from just the House. You can take, you know, the Republicans would have to, what do you mean I have to defend the golf course hiring illegal undocumented workers? My God, there isn't a single freaking Republican that would even show up for that committee hearing. They'd all run in terror because there's nothing they can do to defend the guy. I'm sure maybe one would show up and talk about the high cost of an American worker. Isn't it a shame we had to hire undocumented workers? I mean, some guy would come in and do that. You guys are screwing up the easiest freaking layup of all time because you're having this debate. And I don't need to hear from people, Matt, they're making sure everything's legal. We are looking at a smorgasbord of incompetence. You don't have to have illegal. You can just start giving a little bit back what the Republicans have been doing to the Democrats and just hold some of these committee hearings to find out what the hell's going on and embarrass the crap out of the president of the United States and the entire administration. And yeah, what's good for the goose? Dear God. I have a bad feeling it's going to be April and May. And Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are going to come on out and we've decided on the one thing we're going to go after Donald Trump on, and that's Barriers National Monument. What? Yeah, okay, yeah, the decision by the Interior Secretary Zinke to slice and dice up the Barriers National Monument was a bad one, but that's what you got? It's the one we, you know... It's not the prettiest one, but boy, we think we really can get some really good messaging off of this investigation. For God's sakes. For God's sakes. It's getting to be almost like a freaking Brewster's Millions thing. Trump is almost acting like he's trying to get caught, and you guys are like, well, that would be really easy for us to remove him from office than that. So we're going to go try to remove him from office with something really hard. Dear Lord, get off your cabooses and start investigating this guy. And don't tell me we're trying to dot I's, dot cross T's. If the Republicans were coming into power, they would have everything ready to go on day one. And we sit there and like, all right, guys, what do we want to go after him for? Everything. Everything. never allow that man's name to be brought up in a positive light for the history of this country. And you have the ability to do that, but you guys are just outthinking yourselves. Ugh. Wayne is in Scandia. Wayne, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for putting me on. I agree with you that they should go after him hard. But also, the Republicans just appointed people to the House Intelligence Committee in the last week. Republicans dragged their feet on filling those seats in the House Intelligence Committee, and there was only one change on the Republican side, but they didn't appoint anybody until last week. So slowed the process down.
Well, it slowed that process. No problem. Thanks, Wayne. That did slow down that a little bit, but okay. Investigating. How about Housing and Urban Development? How about Armed Services Committee? How about Veterans Affairs? How about Education? How about any of these committees? You're telling me? I mean, Betsy DeVos's entire education secretary standard is, I want to let sexual assaulters have basically all the benefits to be able to say they didn't do it, and that's good enough for me. For God's sakes! You're saving your powder for a war that's being fought right now. And what Wayne pointed out is they're fighting. The Republicans are fighting back with these little ticky-tack things. These guys know how to slow the process down almost like they wrote the freaking Constitution themselves. They've got people whose whole goal it is to figure out ways where they're the minority and they can control the pace of things. And you're allowing them to do so. I would... You have committees, you have power, you have this stuff, and everything is just seem like we're going to take our time. No, we're talking about saving the freaking country. The battle is going on. You storing all your ammo in the back while our troops are in combat in this level, in this metaphor, is not a good idea. We should be fighting, and that means you have the House, that means you have the committees, that means you have the subpoena power, it means you can start the investigations. And there shouldn't be a single committee right now or subcommittee in the House that is not putting together a major investigation. Every stinking one of them. Sure, the Intelligence Committee, maybe Judicial, I get it. There is a lot of stuff there, and you might need to take your time and figure out what issue is the largest. But every stinking committee should be having an investigation, and they should have been going in January. And funny, you can do all this stuff and still write bills and legislation. And before you sit and say, well, Matt, if we go out there and really start investigating, those big meaty pant Republicans aren't going to work with us. They're not going to work with you anyway. Wake up, smell the roses. They are not going to work with you anyway. Mitch McConnell, look at what that jackass is doing as the Senate Majority Leader. He is willing to jeopardize the country's democracy for his own political gain, for loyalty to Donald Trump. They are not on your side. They're not going to work with you. They are looking at any way in the possibility to go for the freaking jugular. My God, people. But Matt, they're just dotting I's and crossing T's. And they wonder, you know, if Donald Trump gets away, part of me is always going to look back at this milquetoast, weak initial response from the Democrats taking control. And don't get me wrong, I think it's great. We had a lot of Democrats in there. They're getting a lot of sound bites. But the real power of that House is the ability to subpoena and investigate. And, well, you know, we'll maybe eventually we'll do some of that. How about Ivanka's Chinese trademarks? How about the Commerce Committee? The Commerce Committee could investigate. Foreign Relations Committee could investigate how in the hell Ivanka Trump's got all these Chinese trademarks. You could The armed forces, you could go, ISIS is dead in Syria? News to ISIS in Syria? For God's sakes, man. I mean, you don't have to get avant-garde with something like Yemen or something like that. I just, you guys need to get going. You need to be doing more here. You're just not doing enough. Hold on, William. Hold on, Matt. I'll take your calls after the break. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Hey, Todd Collett, thank you very much for sponsoring AM 950 this week. Todd's band, Just Folks, got some new songs out on CD Baby. I'll link to all that stuff a little bit later on today. You can sponsor the station as well. 952-946-8885. 952-946-8885. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Metz inviting you to listen to my radio show, The Wall of Power Radio Hour, every weekend on AM 950. We feature cool people from all walks of life and from all 50 states. In 4.5 years, we have featured musicians, actors, politicians, homicide cops, record stores, Metzowocumentaries, Bob Dylan's first drummer, and more. Every weekend on AM 950, 6 p.m. on Saturday, 4 p.m. on Sunday.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
A fantastic lunch is waiting for you at Milton's, 36 and Douglas in Crystal. Start with their delicious wings, Milton style, buffalo, barbecue, or naked. Or try their famous barbecue rib nachos. They've got great lunch options like their grilled sandwiches, the ribeye, the chicken, and the portobello mushroom. Try the fantastic fried egg with asparagus and ciabatta and their jerk chicken sandwich. Or change it up with a Milton's Cobb salad, a chopped jerk chicken salad, or their warm and satisfying soups. Lunch today will be delicious if you head to Milton's, 36 and Douglas in friendly Crystal.
Vacuum cleaners. You buy them, you break them, and then you throw them away, right? Well, if you're ready to break out of that vicious cycle, we have the answer. Ever heard of A1 Vacuum? They've been around forever, offering better alternatives. So if you're ready to stop filling the landfill, give A1 Vacuum a shot. Located in Roseville and ready to show you something better. Find them at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316. Better yet, drop by.
Moe's Tax Service on Ford Parkway in St. Paul has been preparing tax returns since 1971. They're one of the most successful independently owned tax services in the country with a diverse team of highly trained and screened tax preparation experts. Tax laws and forms are always changing, and you need someone who is a dedicated tax preparation professional. Visit www.moestax.com. That's M-O-H-S-tax.com. Or give them a call, 612-721-2026. Moe's Tax Service. They work for you, not the IRS.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Oliver on Twitter. Matt, the Dems have been ready. The Republicans have been purposely slowing down the committees by not nominating Republican counterparts. I believe that the only committee that's on is the House Intelligence Committee. All the rest of the committees had their staff members in January. But regardless, they can't have a meeting until they get the Republicans there. Fine. Well, the first meeting, then throw all the subpoenas out there. They don't have that stuff ready to go. Stop with the, they're kicking sand in our faces. Please. Get out there and kick some ass. I have never seen, my God, Republicans, do you see what crap they pulled? I mean, they made hay out of a 20-minute meeting on the tarmac in an airport, for God's sakes, and turned that into like 3 investigations. Clinton Foundation, Hillary's emails, Benghazi. Every one of those investigations came back with the same finding. We found nothing wrong, but they kept going and going and going. They had nothing, and they turned it into an investigation palooza. We have a never-ending litany. I mean, my God, you could just do an investigation on his Twitter account alone. But Matt, they're... We sent the Republicans these really nice invitation cards that had calligraphy, and they were heart-shaped, and we spent weeks on those, and they haven't returned them. How are we supposed to do this, for God's sakes? Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. William is in Woodbury. William, thanks for holding. Welcome on in.
Hey, Matt, I am so with you on this. I moved to Independent after Harry Reid and Mealy Mouth, you know, and I mean, the Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, you know, I kind of felt this was going to happen, you know, when they got in office, and they got, every time they get in control, this is what they do. You know, they just get up there and they Mealy Mouth everything, and they don't investigate. They're trying to do things, you know, the polite way and politically, you know, when Bush took office, they ramrod everything through. Like day two of the Bush administration, he ramrod everything through. And last, I'm just going to say, I seen Ivanka Trump on The View yesterday, and Ned Huffington, I don't know what her name is, but she's right wing. She didn't ask her one time about her emails. And all they did was ran Hillary Clinton through the ringer about some freaking personal email account. And that woman, she didn't ask Ivanka one time about her personal email account that was supposedly illegal.
There you go. And William, how about that one? How about that one? You can walk into that committee and saying, well, since you guys were so concerned about personal email and phone usage, let's do an investigation into the Trump administration on that. For God's sakes. William is spot on. Thank you. Matt is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Matt.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for speaking about this. This has been so frustrating to watch all of this. The Republicans are not our friends. They have been galvanized since the Reagan era to fight us on every single thing. And we have got to rub their noses in it and make them pay for the damage that they're doing to our country. I am so tired of those traitors. Well, I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you, Matt. No, I am too. And once again, what's the insanity part of this whole thing is to watch 6 years of Republicans from 2011 to early 2017 make up stuff and investigate it just to do so. School lunch healthiness? We're investigating it. A basketball court? We're investigating it. A latte salute? We're going to come all committee hearing on it. Dear God! And to have this, and it's like, and that's the whole thing is like, well, we really don't want to make them all really angry. You know, Cobra Kai these clowns, okay? Seriously, take them out. Matt, I think that we can win the day with a 90-page, well-worded memo. Pick a topic and go to town. Run merrily through the fields and investigate to your heart's content. For God's sakes, there's plenty of fields to run through at this point. Have a good weekend. Stay warm tonight. We are back on a Monday. Till then, see ya.